Welcome back, everyone. In today's episode, we're going to talk with Kimberly Cunningham. She is a board-certified nurse practitioner. She's also an awesome member of ours. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the FastFit Podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit. We hope you enjoy the show. Okay, welcome back, everybody. I am super pumped for this episode today, our FastFit podcast. We are here in our Centennial Studio in Denver, Colorado, and I am honored to have both a brilliant practitioner, and so Kimberly, I'll have you talk about yourself in just a moment. We actually were doing some cool stuff today with myself and my wife, but also a member of ours, and so we're going to do some episodes talking about a whole bunch of fun stuff. So Kimberly, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
And so why don't you just tell us a little bit, like, who are you?
Sure.
And then maybe how you found us at FastFit would be a good start.
So first, I'm a board certified nurse practitioner. I have been practicing healthcare in Colorado for 25 years now.
So you were 5 years old when we started.
Getting bigger. Yeah. So I'm a board certified nurse practitioner. I own a practice called Cunningham Clinic. My full name is Kimberly Cunningham. I like an alliteration, so Cunningham Clinic it was. I opened about 11 years ago. Before that, I first worked in the emergency room when I first got to Denver. I'm a Navy brat. My dad is a retired Navy pilot, and so we moved a lot. Landed in Denver, got here in 01, worked in the ER first, and then little internal medicine. I was with a geriatric practice for 3 years that was called Senior Care of Colorado, doing some skilled nursing facility rounds and long-term care rounds. So I started with geriatrics. And then I had an injury of my own that we can have a chat about that knocked me out of everything for about 4 years. And we can circle back to that. And then when it was time for me to do what I'm doing now, the best part is I can now prevent all of the things I used to treat in geriatrics. So now I can, and prevention is always so much easier than it's easier to prevent the mess than clean it up later.
Yeah.
Right. So I love all the things that I'm doing now. So I've been doing, I've had Cunningham Clinic now for about 11 years.
Okay. And what do you specialize in at the Cunningham Clinic?
So we are a functional wellness practice, and it's a combination of hormone replacement therapy, functional wellness, functional medicine, which is root cause of where things come off the rails and how to get that back. And we can talk about what functional medicine is. And that's about 65% of what we do. We also do medical weight loss. Encompassing in this how to live in a body that works. So that's what I like to say is tuning people up on the inside.
Yeah.
And then about 35% of what we do is aesthetics or tuning them up on the outside. So that would be like Botox and fillers and some devices that help regrow collagen and elastin and tighten skin.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's a combination of both of those in my practice.
So let's circle back because first of all, I mean, we're just super blessed to have you. We've had a lot of our members from some of the teaser episodes we've done in the past say, can you give us more on hormones or functional medicine and this? And I'm like, no, I can't, you know, but we have somebody that can. But before we actually dive a little deeper into that, because I want to go to your injury thing too. I think that's going to be really cool to talk about. How did you find FastFit? What do you like about training when on our machines that are right here behind us?
Okay, first of all, I'm so excited. So I've been a member of FastFit now for, I think, 6 weeks is all.
Okay.
It's pretty short. By the time this episode airs, it's going to be more like 3 to 4 months,
okay,
depending on how this all goes.
Yeah.
But in just a few weeks, what's really interesting is and I love the data because I'm a scientist. I always love data. And your machines will tell me every single week how I'm tracking. And my goal is to just be stronger than I was last week.
I love it.
So I don't need to meet anybody else's numbers or zones or windows. I just want to get stronger myself each week.
Yeah.
And I can see it. It's a beautiful visual on the machine. Mm-hmm. And every week I'm jumping and jumping and jumping, which is fantastic. So I found you because of one of my patients. So I do functional wellness and hormone replacement therapy, and I'm measuring muscle mass and body composition. And I have this patient come in and she's fully tuned up on her hormones, and we can talk about all of those pieces. And all of a sudden, she looks good. And she looked good because I did all the things that I did, but all of a sudden she looked really good.
More than the normal population.
Because I see my patients typically 3 times a year. And so it had been 4 months and she walks in the door and I said, all of that she just looks really strong. Her back is straighter. Her carriage is great. I mean, everything is exactly what I want to see as her provider. Mm-hmm. And she said, let me tell you about this great training center that I've been going to called FastFit. And she starts talking about the eccentric machines and how they work. And I said, I know those machines because I'd been on them in years past in a different company's version. And so I know all about eccentric loading, and this is great. And I said, well, where are they? You're across my parking lot. I can see your building through the windows of my exam room.
This is our Cherry Creek studio.
The Cherry Creek location. And I said, hold, please. And I just went across the parking lot and found Casey, who was my trainer and now is your regional.
She's amazing.
Amazing. I love Casey. And so walked in, said, absolutely, this is what I want to do again. The place I had gone before was, it was a great place. It's just 45 minutes each way.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's just not, I loved the modality. I loved the science. I loved the all of the things. I just didn't love that 45 minutes each way drive. That wasn't going to be sustainable. And I actually like your machines better.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Good. Yeah, music in my ears.
Much better.
It's kind of hard when, the reason a lot of people come to us obviously is because it's only 20 minutes. But if you're having to drive an hour and a half.
It's not.
Yeah. That doesn't really work.
I walk across the parking lot. Mm. So once a week, I actually get to your center at 7:20 in the morning, which is perfect because I see my first patient at 9 on Tuesdays. So at 7:20, I'm in your studio. 20 minutes later, I'm in my clinic.
And actually, we've got some B-roll that we're going to hopefully put into this. So I didn't even ask you for this. You're so awesome. But Kimberly recorded her last workout. And so we've got some photos and some those that are new can check that out. Or those that have been with us for a while can just say, I can relate to that.
Yeah, I love it. And so for me, I have two kids and a dog and a husband and a clinic and an online store. And I teach for two universities. And I teach for BioT Medical, which is a medical education company on how to incorporate hormone replacement therapy into your practice.
Wow.
So I have another book coming out. I have one book out already. I have another book coming out in April. And so I cannot go lift 3 times a week for an hour. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time for it. I don't have the time because when you exercise like that in the gym, which is great and fun when you have free time and right, you know, you still can't get the gains you can on an eccentric load, but still. You also get really sweaty. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that either. Mm-hmm. So I can go across my parking lot, and in 20 minutes, I have done 3 hours worth of regular gym plus more. I hit 500 pounds on the eccentric leg press.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is all.
There's no way I'm going to do that on a regular leg press machine.
You're still going up.
Yeah. Well, there was another person in the gym, and I may or may not be competitive.
You felt a little motivated?
He was bragging about how strong men are, and he hit 450 on his leg press.
All right.
And I weigh a lot less than he does, so I just had to.
Were you like, hey, get it 500. Bro, come see me for some testosterone?
I actually did.
Nice.
That's great. But so for me, I have to have this, it has to work, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then it has to work for me in my life. And it has to be better than what I could do on my own. You check every single box. And the trainers you have are amazing. They know physiology. I have a lot of old injuries, including the one that knocked me out for 4 years. They know how to talk to me about how to modify for my specific needs. So as a clinician, that gives me a lot of confidence that I can send my patients over to that they're going to get the gains that they need. And they're not going to be treated like a 20-year-old athlete, you know, at a gym on the corner where you can throw anything at them and they're going to get stronger. If you are in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s or older, you have to train safely and you have to train to stay alive. I know that I can send my patients to your trainers and they're going to be well cared for. That's important.
We've been talking about that a lot lately. I've been calling it sort of the stimulus paradox because it's two truths at once. Our machines are so effective, mm-hmm. and it's probably the most powerful stimulus you can get. And at the same time, because of that, I think it scares people every once in a while. We get people that have an injury or something pops up and they need to work around it. And so they sort of equate the machines with like, these are really athletic and advanced, and yet they're also the safest way. And we have tons of protocols for injuries, for surgeries, for physical therapy, for recovery.
I currently have a torn rotator cuff.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't have to stop training.
See?
And we just modified a few things.
Perfect.
And I don't have to stop getting stronger and I don't have to regress and get weaker. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stop being a good steward of the body that I get to live in. because I get to be safe with the way that this workout works and functions and the machines, and especially with who you've hired, because you've been very thoughtful about how you bring people on. And I can see that.
Yeah.
After that, same. That's huge for me, both personally as well as a prescriber, because if I'm going to send a patient someplace, I have to know it's safe and effective.
Right. Yeah. We actually, as a side note, we're working on sort of a physician packet we'll get your help on, because we want to be able to articulate this to our members, physicians who, of course, first do no harm, right? When somebody comes into an issue, they're like, you need to stop lifting heavy weights, but they don't really understand what we're doing.
Right.
So we're trying to put this piece together and educate people more on the machines. That being said, I think, because we're going to do a bunch of cool episodes and we're going to dive into a bunch of cool stuff, but I think two things that we should cover before we wrap this one up. One would be, I want to get into that injury. And two, why, in your field specifically, why is strength training and muscle important, like related to hormones and longevity and everything? If you could help us with some of the physiology there, that'd be cool.
Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do your injury.
Okay. So I'm an athlete. I've always been an athlete. I was a competitive dancer growing up. I danced for the University of Florida. Go Gators.
Nice. All right.
We're having a better basketball year than...
I was a Seminoles fan a little bit, but sorry
about that.
That's okay.
And then I ran triathlons. I did fitness competitions in the late 90s and early 2000s. I tied for Miss Fitness Colorado in 2003. So I am not new to the exercise world. I know how to train. I know how to eat. I know how to do all the things. I used to do choreography work for fitness competitors. There was a five-year window where Miss Fitness USA, the top five, at least three of them, was my choreography and my music.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can you show me how to walk after this?
Yeah, if you're, we have to get some shoes.
That's okay, yeah.
So there I was, and my triathlons were sprint. I didn't do full triathlons, but the sprint was, my last one was a top 10 finish.
Wow.
Which means I was number 10, but it still counts.
It still counts.
Still top 10. So I was halfway through my second pregnancy. We have two kids. And that's, normal pregnancy is 40 weeks. And this was between 20 and 21 weeks. My pelvis failed.
Hmm.
It's split apart.
Oh my gosh.
It's called spontaneous pelvic integrity failure in pregnancy.
Okay, pretty specific name, yeah. How common is this?
By the way, I was midwifery before I switched to adult and geriatric.
Oh, wow.
Nurse practitioner. I'd never heard of this.
No.
And I speak the language.
So it's not super common?
No, this is like never happens. And so if you were run over by a truck, it's called an open book fracture. Where the joint in the front of your pelvis, it's called a pubic symphysis, and then both SI joints in the back, which are between your pelvis and your sacrum, all three of mine just melted, just failed.
Okay.
And so I had no pelvic integrity, and I have a baby to grow.
Yeah.
So no surgery is allowed, no nothing. So it was just don't move.
So you're on bed rest for 20 weeks?
Made it 14 weeks.
14 weeks.
So by the time I was done with this destruction process and then had him, it was 36 weeks in one day. So he's my preemie, who is a chunky monkey, and he's super tall and he's fine. It turns out, I mean, I'm going to summarize a long, arduous process here. I have a connective tissue disorder called Ehlers-Danlos.
Okay.
Hypermobility type.
I've heard of this, yeah.
So I'm a zebra. We're zebras.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I had this. I had so many fractures in my history, but I was always doing something that would, because you're a tomboy hanging out with, you know, all of these bigger people, of course you'd break a toe or break a hand or, you know, ribs or nose or whatever. I've had 42 fractures now. Anyway, I wasn't as klutzy as I thought, turns out. But this one was the big one. And so it turns out I have Ehlers-Danlos. I also have a congenitally misshapen pelvis that we didn't know. I'm built different. And then I made too much relaxin in that pregnancy.
Okay.
And so that was the trifecta of
the perfect
disaster.
Yeah.
So had Andrew. He was fine. 36 weeks in one day. So he was a month early, but fine. And his first picture, he's got one eye open. Like, why am I here? It's really cute.
How big was he?
7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
For a preemie?
No gag reflex. He was definitely that gestational age. He was 10 and a half pounds by his due date.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I was going to be in trouble either way.
No, that's great that he can't early.
Yeah.
And then we thought, okay, well, let's see if it heals. It didn't heal. Okay, let's figure out if we can find a surgeon that even knows what to do with this. And that was a whole arduous process. Meanwhile, I'm not walking. I can't walk. I'm in a wheelchair.
You're in a wheelchair.
I can shuffle a little bit, but for anything longer than 30 feet, I'm in a wheelchair. I had to be carried out of the house.
How long did this go on?
4 years.
4 years in a wheelchair? And how old were you, if you don't mind me asking?
Started at 40.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Just before my 40th birthday.
So how did that evolve? How did you get out of the wheelchair?
So finally found the surgeon who knew how to Humpty Dumpty all my pieces back together. And another episode, I'll bring the hardware. It's
you should.
Impressive. There's a lot of bolts and screws that some of them are 5 inches long. Yeah. Looks like you can build a house with them. So because the hardware eventually had to come back out. But so found it was a bunch of surgeries to get all the broken pieces to get back together. And even then, I still couldn't quite get better. Went to this lab review class on it because I needed some CMEs. And I sat next to this really cute purse. And it was this woman I'd known from grad school. And on a break, we got to talking. And she said, why aren't you doing bio-T? Why aren't you on testosterone? And I said, okay, first of all, what's that? And I'm not in menopause. Why would I do that? Because we are not taught in healthcare that women need hormones before menopause. Mm-hmm. And we are not taught how to even do hormones when they even hit menopause. So we got to talking and I got my labs back and my testosterone total was a 7 and free was a 0. Without testosterone, you cannot build bone, which is why one of the bone grafts failed. Without testosterone, you cannot build muscle, which is why 9 hours a week of physical therapy wasn't working and was never going to work. All I was doing, the harder I worked, was getting weaker and fatter faster. Nothing I did was going to work. I got my first testosterone. I chose pellets for me. We can talk about the different delivery systems. I got my first round of hormones, which was just testosterone. Within 3 weeks, I woke up pain-free.
Oh my gosh.
Within 6 weeks, I started getting biceps back. And I had quit physical therapy because it was just awful. I was like, I'm going to go to book club and drink wine. I can't do this anymore. And so
this is my life now.
6 weeks later, I was back or on my way back. It was in less than 6 months that I started my clinic.
Wow.
I went from, I can't get through the airport without a wheelchair or the cart, to I'm going to open a practice in less than a year.
To do this for others.
It was so fast. And I said, this is crazy. Nobody teaches this, which is why I'm on faculty at 2 universities and for the medical company. So I started the practice because nobody was doing this in Denver 11 years ago. There were 4 of us. And then very quickly became an educator on this as well. And we're closing in on 1,500 hormone patients.
Wow.
And the first 5 years, it was just me. I didn't even have a staff.
Yeah, and your staff
is... I did the phone, I did the taxes, I did the call. It was all...
Tagos.
Yeah.
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 So, okay, let's wrap it up this way because I think the next episode we'll go into hormones and menopause and we'll jump around a little bit more.
So you asked about muscle mass.
But yeah, muscle mass.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Of all the measures, we can measure all kinds of things in the human body. We can measure your cholesterol and we can measure your blood pressure. We can measure all kinds of things. The number one measure to whether or not you're going to be alive in 10 years is your muscle mass.
Mm.
The number one predictor of just being here is your muscle mass. So whatever you are doing should be tailored towards building and then keeping your skeletal muscle mass. Mm-hmm. There is no more important job of being a good steward of your body.
We call this an organ now, don't we? Muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your muscle mass is the number one measure.
Wow.
So we can get into all the pieces that support that, to all the things that I do that support that. But as far as why muscles matter, it's what keeps you alive.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I've got about 8 more episodes I want to do. And so maybe in the next one, we'll get into hormone replacement therapy, and then we'll pick this conversation back up on muscle and why and all that kind of stuff. But man, what a pleasure to have you on. This is so fun. I'm really glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.